FIV stands for feline immunodeficiency virus. It's like AIDS in humans, but it's transmitted solely through blood, not sexually. The contagious disease attacks the cat's immune system, making them susceptible to other illnesses. Petersburg veterinarian Ken Hill says most of the time the disease is fatal, but symptoms can take years to appear.
What's happening, of course, is that they might get sick from something else and die from that, since they don't have a very good functional immune system to fight some of these things off.
Hill has diagnosed two cats in Petersburg with the disease within the last month. Another was diagnosed about 3 months ago.
It seems significant that there's probably much more that might be just the tip of the iceberg.
Hill says there hasn't been much testing for the disease in Petersburg. He says they've probably tested 20 or 30 cats over the last 10 years. About four or five of them tested positive. The cats found with FIV were all feral, or they were kittens of feral cats. Hill advises anyone with cats that go outside to get them vaccinated for FIV. If they are solely indoor cats, they can only catch diseases that are in the house. Steve Lowry, the other vet in town, says not to worry too much about FIV.
To be honest with you, I don't feel threatened here in Petersburg by the AIDS virus.
Lowry says he's been a veterinarian in 9 practices, and FIV has never been a major issue.
I wouldn't vaccinate my cat. I've never tested my cat. He was an outdoor cat, but that was in Montana, so there was nothing there of worry either.
Lowry has worked in Seattle in specialty cat clinics there. He says they vaccinated and tested for cat FIV and found it in less than 1% of domestic cats. He says even in an area of high-density feral cats, the disease doesn't get that great.
18% of a positive population is about the highest there is in a concentrated cat world, and I haven't been out in the streets, but we don't have that here, in my opinion.
Lowry says he is much more concerned with leukemia in the cat population. Feline leukemia, or what's known as FELV, is also a contagious virus that affects the immune system and is more common than FIV in cats.
Because it can be transferred without injection of virus.
While FIV is transferred by blood or offspring, leukemia can be transmitted through the cat's nose and mouth. Both diseases are species-specific and cannot be transmitted to humans. Hill agrees that leukemia is more of an issue for cats and advises vaccinating for that as well. Vaccinations for FIV are a 3-shot series, and for leukemia, it's 2 shots. Vaccines have to be redone once a year to stay current. Both diseases are diagnosed using the same test. The test consists of a small blood sample and has results in about 10 minutes. The catch is that once the animal is vaccinated for FIV, the test will always come back positive for the disease. Again, Ken Hill.
Since that's true, what we have to do with animals that we vaccinate for FIV is we have to chip them. We have to put a microchip in them so that we can distinguish when an animal is lost and it happens to come to the vet clinic or some other place. The tendency is, if it tests positive for FIV, is to put them down. And so to avoid that situation, we have to chip them, and that way we can get them back to the owner.
The whole process is not cheap. Testing costs about $55. Chipping is about $65. And then there are the vaccinations on top of that. Hill says it's a hard disease to wipe out because of the expense.
To do it right, to test, to chip, to vaccinate, and keep up with the vaccination. So not everybody wants to spend the money.
While feline FIV is not treatable, leukemia is to some degree, but in both cases, most cats are euthanized because they are contagious. In general, cats that go outside have a much shorter life than those who stay indoors. Hill says indoor cats have a life expectancy of about 15 years, while cats that go outside, it is 5 years. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.